Hey, welcome to Next Step Influencers, where we didn't come this far just to come this far. And the title of this podcast is, I'm Offended. After finishing a keynote speech for a conference this past week in Dallas, Texas, I asked the same question that I always do. I ask, does anyone have any questions? So I love Q&A, or question and answers, after any speech. I mean, after spilling my heart out for 45 minutes, I love to hear what questions that students or the listeners have to say or have to ask. The questions the audience often asks create a really good conversation that we otherwise never would have as a group. It's my favorite part of speaking most of the time. But not this time. This group was a little different, a group that I'm used to speaking to. I usually don't speak to high schoolers. Most of the time, it's college students or leaders of an organization or entrepreneurs. These high schoolers were different than most high schoolers I was speaking to. And these high schoolers were hand-selected by an amazing nonprofit organization who helps high schoolers who have had rough childhoods or living conditions. Some of these students were homeless or were homeless. They're in foster care or currently are or were in foster care or something of that nature. I mean, one kid told me that his mom or dad was on meth. I mean, I think you get the idea here. So at the end of the speech, I asked what I always ask. Does anyone have any questions? And I expected some heartfelt, you know, soul-searching questions that I usually get. A kid raised his hand and asked, out of nowhere, did you skip leg day? And just in case you didn't hear that, he asked, did you skip leg day? I was very confused at first, probably like you are. I wasn't wearing any shorts. I was wearing pants. It had nothing to do with anything I said. And I said, excuse me? The kid repeated the question, but said, your arms are huge, but your legs are really, really small. Did you skip leg day? And of course, the other students laughed, and my expectations of creating heartfelt, soul-searching conversations vanished, and my pride completely gone. I'm laughing, actually, in my head, just thinking about it. This kid was quite clever. My first instinct was to come back with a witty comment, maybe even scold him a little bit in front of his classmates, let him know that it's not okay to embarrass someone in front of all these people. Maybe even turn the table on him and call him out. I thought about it briefly in those 2 seconds. I thought about all of that. Like, what do I say? What do I do? Like, I should probably say this. It's kind of amazing how much thinking we can get done in 2 seconds when we're put on the spot. But I remembered what the CEO of that nonprofit said earlier about the students and their background of hurting. I immediately stopped my focus on myself and my pride. I started thinking about the student and his heart. I thought about what his past was probably like. I thought about why he was seeking attention by humor and at the expenses of others. I mean, I used to do it and I still can. I could definitely use humor from others or at the expense of others just to make someone laugh or to make myself feel good. If I'm honest, I can still do that. I remember something I learned a long time ago though. I remember learning only love can do what hate wishes it could. Let me say that again. I remember learning only love can do what hate wishes it could. I decided I wanted to bring the opposite spirit into that situation. Where there was hurt, I wanted to bring acceptance and love. I wanted to meet him where he was at. I decided in that moment I had the privilege to respond to him in a way he probably has never been responded to before. I mean, think about it. When have hurt or insults or rude comments have ever been rebutted with love and acceptance in their life? I'm guessing probably never. I mean, what about you? Have you ever started a conversation with anger and hurt and frustration or an attempt to make fun of somebody only to be met with love, acceptance, and grace? It's probably very rare, but I know I have. And I'll tell you what, when someone does that to me, when I come out of the gate with anger or frustration or blaming or an attempt to make fun of someone, and someone comes back right at me with love, acceptance, and grace, I'll tell you what, it's an absolute environment changer. when we bring the opposite spirit of grace and love instead of anger or getting offended, we are literally changing the environment we are in. And it's amazing. We are changing the tone of the conversation. We are changing really, literally the atmosphere that we're in. So hurt people hurt people. Happy people don't hurt people. And when someone's saying something angry or getting offended, they can sit there and say, well, I'm not hurt. I just don't like what you said. But here's the thing. If someone's really happy, they're not going to try to hurt someone back. So hurt comes in many forms. It comes in the form of sarcasm, hurtful jokes, targeting certain types of people, getting offended easily, you know, passive behavior in a way sometimes. Often we are throwing stones at people in our minds that we are secretly throwing at others. For example, I can throw stones at others that aren't perfect because secretly, or maybe not so secretly, I believe that I need to be perfect myself. Often I see that I can judge people the way I judge myself, which is harshly and unfair. So my question to you is this. Where do you see yourself throwing stones at people that you are secretly throwing at yourself? Is it about looks, maybe behavior-wise, life choices? How can you bring the opposite spirit in situations to change the atmosphere in your circle of influence, or people that you know, or your family, your friends, or your coworkers, or your sphere of influence? In other words, how can you bring love and grace and acceptance to others around you, even when they don't give it to you? Often, when we are offended, it has more to do with what's going on in our hearts than what that person is actually saying or doing. My question is, why are those words or actions offending you so much? Why are they offending me so much? And way more importantly, what is being offended that is showing you about your heart? Or what is being offended, or what are you being offended by, like those words or actions towards you? What is that showing you about your heart? And I'll give you a hint. The answer isn't that you're right or you have a better way. What is your next step in all this? Something you can do today to bring yourself into greater freedom, peace, and purpose in your life. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get offended easily. Not anymore, at least. And I don't want to be another hurt person who just wants to hurt people in return when I'm offended or hurt. I want to change the environment wherever I go. And I want to bring the opposite spirit. How about you?